Hi, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Rory. And together we are
the Romies.
We are married.
To each other.
Right. We are a touring musical duo.
And our music has taken us to all kinds of places all around the world and keeps us always on the go.
So we hope you enjoy our stories and adventures while running around working to keep all your plates spinning.
And we hope to facilitate your busy lifestyle and feed your inner travel bug.
We thought it would be fun to talk about New Year's since we just had a new year, right? And people make New Year's resolutions sometimes.
Yes.
Or like set goals for the year, things they'd like to do. And most of the time I don't do that. But a buddy called me yesterday. Well, just because I found that, you know, it's so disappointing if you don't do it, when you don't do it. So I like to set more like this year I'm going to take better care of my health. Instead of like, I'm going to work out an hour a day, 5 days a week. You know what I mean?
So you're going to have vague goals as opposed to specific goals.
No, it's a goal to take better care of myself, right? I just don't set myself up to fail, perhaps. The year that I did that I set all those goals that were broad like that, things I wanted to do throughout the year, I nailed all of them. It was awesome.
Okay, well, yeah. Good.
So for me, that was good. But my buddy called me yesterday.
Yes.
And said, hey, what's your word for the year? And I was like, huh? A word for the year?
Yeah, all our friends do that.
Well, they've never mentioned it to me. All your friends do it, or all our friends do it and talk to you about it, not me. I'm feeling a little left out now. But anyway,
I called and told you his word for the year.
Yes, yeah. I was like, huh, a word for the year, okay. But he had a really good word, and it's one that's been thrown around a lot, you know, in the last, 15, 20 years or something, maybe, or 10 years, about living, being intentional, putting your intentions towards something. But for him, he said his word was intentional, I think. Isn't that what he said?
Yes.
Intentional, like living intentionally this year about things that he's talked about doing or thought about doing, and not just kind of thinking, I'm going to get to it and do it, but to be intentional about planning towards it. And I thought, that's a good word for me too.
Oh, so you might make that your word?
I might borrow the idea from him.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we thought intentional is a good word to share with you because you've got to be intentional with planning for travel, don't you, Rory?
Yep. I've said for years, people will tell us, we go to Europe a lot, you know, in our marriage, I don't know, we've been there a bazillion times. And some people always say to us, oh, I can't, one day I'm going to go to Europe. And I'm like, no, you're not. And not to be mean, but I've heard people say it over and over and over and they never go because you know why?
Because they weren't intentional about it.
They never planned to go. They don't. Right? What I mean by that is they never plan on a trip, right?
Right.
I mean, you've got to.
You just hope it goes.
That's right. Yeah, one day I'll go to Europe. Oh, I can't wait. And then you never do.
Right. It's the same thing like I'll lose 20 pounds. I will,
I hope I don't.
Meet whatever goal I'm going to or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
When you're just, if you have a goal but you don't set out and be specific.
Take steps towards it.
Yes.
Right? So.
So, what's one thing, a couple things that we got for Christmas are going to help us be intentional, right?
About things that we've talked about. Oh, one day we'll go there. Yeah, we want to go there. That'll be so cool. One of the places is.
So, what did your wife give you for Christmas, Rory?
She gave me a little plastic paper recycled card kind of thing. It's about the size of a credit card. And on the front, it says it has a heart on it and these pretty blue and red, orangish colors and yellow. And it says Southwest Airlines.
Yay!
Yeah. And
we love Southwest.
Yeah, we love Southwest. And it's got money on it.
Right.
You know, loaded onto it.
Right.
Because we have said forever, oh, we want to go to Hawaii one day, and we'll go one day because we travel over to Europe so often. Surely we'll go to Hawaii one day, and then Southwest started flying to Hawaii
again.
Yes.
Thank you, Southwest.
Since we're in LA, it's just a little skip and jump over to Hawaii. So, she gave me a gift card.
And
hint, hint.
Right? And that is specifically to be used to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, because that's what it said on the card. So,
we'll
have to obey.
So that is one way that we are going to be intentional. How we're going to be intentional.
Or intentionable.
Yeah.
Ality.
We could make up words.
Intentionability.
Yeah, yeah. To travel. So, to travel. And, yeah. And this is something that you guys can do as well. Like, even if throughout the year, okay, I can only budget $20 right now towards my future trip.
Right.
That's fine. If you are going to go through to a U.S. country, and you're distracting me, Rory. Well,
stop, you know, making noises.
Okay. So, if you are going to be traveling in the U.S. this year, then we highly recommend Southwest Airlines.
Yeah.
And you can go ahead and purchase a $20 gift card for Southwest or whatever the lowest denomination they sell.
Yeah.
That way, that money has been earmarked for your trip. And you cannot go anywhere else or do anything. I mean, you could, but I mean, you're not going to spend that money on, you know, your car repair because you have it in a gift card. And you can probably load that gift card into your Southwest account so that you, you know, if you lose
probably.
The card, right?
And
the
cool thing about Southwest is there's no change fees. So even if you bought a ticket, you know, like say for the future, and then you cancel it, you've got those fees in there that you can't spend anywhere else except on Southwest.
Right.
Right?
Right. No change fees. So you can change the flight to where you want to go, so what you need to do.
That was how she got her intentionability about us going to Hawaii.
Yes.
Also.
And there are a ton of apps and online tools and books and resources that help you budget. We love the app Every Dollar, and that can help you start budgeting for travel. But there's also apps that help you with travel planning. You can search online for downloadable planners, and you know, you can print out if you like paper and pen and like you like to sit down and plan. There's a lot of trip planner downloadable spreadsheets or different forms and cute little designs and all that you can find. And of course, there's always travel agents. You can always reach out to them. They can help you plan as well. So there's a lot of tools out there that can help you plan and budget and get ready for your upcoming trips, vacations, etc. But what we did for my dad.
Yeah, her dad's been to Singapore a lot and has some friends there from doing business for years there.
And he's told us amazing things about it. Yep. And I'm like, okay, this sounds like Switzerland, but like different, but like all the things we love about Switzerland.
Very different. But he's really been wanting to go again.
Yeah.
Right? And so he talks about it, but we figured he would never pull the trigger on it. So my lovely wife decided to...
So what I did is I set up a bank account that Rory and I and my parents are all going to be a joint owner in, and we put some money in it to go towards Dad's flight to Singapore, and we want him to take us all to Singapore through his eyes and show us the country, or it's a city state actually, so they'll show us, you know, he'll show us Singapore. And so we set up this bank account so that we can all start saving money towards the trip.
Yeah.
Because it was not going to be a cheap trip.
Right. Yes.
So that is one first step that we did to be intentional.
Right. A bank account specifically for that. It's not used for anything else. That's where you put the money for that trip.
And our bank also has savings accounts that you can specify different things. So you can be saving money for your car. You can be saving money for a new home. You can be saving money for doctor bills. You can save money for travel, and you can earmark certain things.
All within the same account.
Yeah, yeah. So you could always check into your bank to see what kind of features that they can provide for you so that you can save money for the things that you are intentional about. But since this was something that is going to be us and our parents, we just got them all, you know, we just set up a brand new account so we can all put money in as we get it and as we
mostly for her parents.
To put the money
for
in.
For her dad, right. Mostly putting money in for her dad.
Yes.
So that is our New Year's resolution, intentionability to be intentionable this year for traveling. That's how you do it, folks.
Right here. You heard it here on the Romy's podcast.
Yep. See you next time.
We hope we've inspired you this episode.
So join us next time.
Please subscribe to, rate, and share our podcast with your friends.
Or, you know, whomever.
And And please like and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.
We're also on Twitter. And on all social platforms, we are at The Romies.
That's
T-H-E-R-O-A-M-I-E-S. And our main hub is our website.
At www.theromies.com.
That's right. That's
T-H-E-R-O-A-M-I-E-S.com. We'll be there until next time.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Bye.